You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Oh, honey.
Men in striped suits and straw hats singing romantic, old-timey lyrics. This is a traditional barbershop quartet, what a cappella singing used to be like. A cappella simply means without instrumentation. It was a style that became popular in the 1930s and 40s. And though it's gone through its ups and downs, a cappella is back in vogue today, more than 80 years later. Right now, Western Michigan University has no less than 5 a cappella groups, the newest of which is an all-female group called Here Comes Treble. This is a clip from its performance at Western's Got Talent, where it won the People's Choice Award. Here Comes Treble will host a concert next Saturday. Why is a cappella so hot right now? Like most things with pop culture, it's hard to pinpoint any one thing in particular. With social media, it's certainly easier to find videos of a cappella groups, some of which have gone viral. And then, a cappella showed up on the screen, with the reality TV competition The Sing-Off, the hit show Glee, and the movie Pitch Perfect. Western senior Abby Klopfenstein says it's easy to see why people are fascinated with the style.
Because you have to do all of the bass, all of the different things usually instruments would cover. So I think that's what a lot of people are really like intrigued with.
Some a cappella groups have taken that instrumental idea a bit further. Here Comes Treble has all female vocalists, but they do have a male beatboxer, Ryan Loney. Sophomore Amanda Cusack is the president of Here Comes Treble and arranges all of the music for the group. She says a cappella is a chance to be creative. The group decides which parts of the song to sing and how they want to convey those sounds.
Even if like two of the groups did the same exact song, they're still going to sound completely different.
Junior Irene Kinnivan says it's blending all of those sounds together that makes a cappella challenging.
When you're in an a cappella group and you have to blend and create harmonies with people, your ability to work with the group, to listen to the people around you, and to not, you know, overshadow people, but also to have your part be heard is really important.
Baby, you got me like
Cusack says it's also easy to get off key.
When you have the instruments, playing, they stay in the key for you and you can hear them. But with a cappella, it's really easy to get flat or sharp or, you know, it seems like it's just easy singing just like the instrumental parts that you hear. But it can be really hard to find that, too.
Freshman Emma Dunlop says practicing on your own makes it easier, of course, even if it does feel a little odd.
It's kind of weird because it's a lot of like do, 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 do. Yeah. But even listening to the actual song and singing your specific part along with it helps a lot. So it's totally possible.
Freshman Eden Scott also sings with Western's collegiate singers. She says she loves choir too, but a cappella is more of a release.
In that choir, everything is very structured. We go in there, we warm up, and we sing for 50 minutes. But here we come, we talk for a little bit, you know, we warm up. Like, it's the same idea. We're still making music together, but there's just a more relaxed tone to it. And sometimes that's what you need after a long day.
A cappella group Here Comes Treble will hold its spring concert on Saturday, April 8th. At 3:00 at Western Michigan University's Canley Memorial Chapel. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.